Welcome to the Thrive with Holistic Healing Co. podcast. I am your host, Namita Mahanama. Here, I bring you the synergistic utilization of Western and Eastern modalities to help you thrive in your wellness, to thrive in your mental health, to thrive in life, so that you can feel and be your best self in body, mind, and soul. Thank you for joining me. So, let's jump in together and thrive. So, hello and welcome to this bonus episode for this week of the Thrive with Holistic Healing Co. podcast. So, this is a bonus episode because this week is Perinatal Mental Health Week here in Australia. So from the 6th to the 12th of November, 47 partners or organizations are collaborating on awareness on all things perinatal mental health. Now, the United Collective theme is "We're here, we get it." The official platform for you to visit is www.pmhweek.org.au, and I will link this amazing informative website in the show notes. So for those of you who don't know, the perinatal period is this time that includes pregnancy and the first 12 months postpartum or post-birth. And so it really is this appreciation that it's a unique time. There's biochemical, there's hormonal, physiological, physical, emotional, and social changes that happen. And they do really require a tribe to hold you, to support you. And what this awareness is doing this week by all of these amazing partners coming together for this one collective united awareness is bringing all of their resources, all of the support networks, information together in one space, and they're available to you and your beautiful family. And so what I find really, really amazing about this whole initiative is that it's bringing attention into a condition that really does affect the whole entire family unit. And so in most cases, it's very easy to look the other way. It's very, very easy to ignore being solution driven or change driven or, you know, being part of creating a better future and creating a better reality for the situation. It's very easy to kind of do that and to look away and not really be part of it. But what this awareness campaign is doing, what this week is doing, the light is shining on perinatal mental health conditions. It is. It's allowing it to illuminate and for all aspects of it to be seen. And so I love this week. I think it's so incredibly important. And on this particular platform, so this website, so pmhweek.org.au, hop on it and you will receive daily themes to consider. And so it's a beautiful opportunity every single day to actually take the time out and read them and bring your awareness to it, take it in and reach out if any of those particular aspects are resonating with you. If you're feeling like, oh, you know, I actually do need extra support in this particular area, in this particular paradigm, in this particular aspect of parenthood, and speaking up and seeking whatever help that you need is what is being encouraged collectively by these organizations. They really have come together illustrating what resources they have, what they can do. And it is this collective coming together for one cause, and it's amazing. Now, the real life data here in Australia is that one in five new mums And 1 in 10 dads will experience perinatal anxiety and depression. And this equates to around 100,000 Australian parents each year. And that's not a small number. It really isn't. Now, this in itself shows just how prevalent it is. It's showing for me personally that, you know, you're not alone. You're not isolated in how you feel. And I know that it can feel like you are when you're in the thick of it. It can feel like no one can possibly understand what you're going through, or that there's a way out of how you're feeling and that no one else could possibly imagine what's happening. And I get that aspect. I really, truly do. But what that highlights to me, the sheer number, is that there are so many people out there. And what I hope happens is that this number of people are not suffering silently, that bringing awareness in a week like this encourages everyone to speak up a little more, to speak out a little more, to reach out to others that they know. And so for me, that hopefully is the outcome of bringing awareness. Now, for those of you who have followed me or know who I am or what it is that I do and why I'm so passionate about perinatal mental health conditions. So yes, I'm a health professional, I'm a pharmacist, but it really is because the cause is so incredibly close to my heart. Now, I had postnatal depression twice with both of my boys. They are now 8 and 4. They've just turned 8 and 4. And they really are the light of my life. They are my everything. They're the reason why I do all that I do. They bring me so much joy and happiness. And, you know, yes, they still drive me to the brink of wanting to scream when they're fighting. That's the reality of children. That's okay. But what happened was, after I birthed my boys, I fell extremely hard. So on day 5, when my milk had set in, I fell into this absolute vortex of anxiety and depression. It escalated very quickly. I fell very fast. I fell ferociously heavily into this pit. And I was actually really, really petrified to have a second baby. I really, truly was. I didn't want to go through that darkness again. I didn't want to put my husband, my parents, my siblings, my will be Ari, you know, obviously who was older at that time. I didn't want to put them through that again. But we did. We did actually decide, look, 4 years later, we decided to add to our family. We took the chances and essentially, I conducted my own experiment on myself. I changed every single variable within my pregnancy and my experience so that I wouldn't get it again. You name it, I changed it. So it was very much my type A personality trait. It was this perception that something I had done in my first pregnancy had caused this to happen. I somehow blamed myself that it was, you know, that it was my fault, that it was something that, look, if I change this particular aspect, it's not going to happen again. It was my fault. And so I carried that burden and that guilt for quite some time. The irony is exactly on day 5 again, after I had Kayan, our second, I fell into postnatal depression and anxiety and insomnia again. And despite my best efforts, despite changing everything, it was actually a million times worse the second time. It really was. I was filled with ideations that felt so ferociously powerful. They gripped me in a way that was really quite frightening. So now I stand here, you know, really 4 years upon my recovery. So for me, it was in week 11, so I sought the help that I needed. It was in week 11 that I sparked back to life, as I call it. And so now, 8 and 4 years later, I've just become so incredibly passionate about enhancing health literacy on postnatal depression, I really am so passionate about creating resources. So I published a book called Shining the Light on PND, a children's book to really help fill the void of explaining what's happening in the home with postnatal depression to my older child at the time. I wish that I had a resource like that. And so I sort of actively created things that I wish we had as a family at the time. So guided meditations on aspects that I wish, again, I had at the time, blogs about topics I wish I knew about, podcast episodes on, you know, things that I wish that I had known, on things that I've learned, things that I've been able to unpick and pull apart and strip down. I have this all on our Holistic Healing Co platform. And it was really from this experience of filling the voids or feeling these voids. And so I needed to help be part of the solution. I didn't want others to suffer the way that I did. I wanted to minimize the impact on other women and families because I know how crippling and harrowing that time was for me and my family, my entire family unit. So three generations I'm talking about. So my parents and in-laws, my husband, my siblings, and then our beautiful children. I mean, the effects are rippling. And I felt it. We all felt it. It was gripping. It gripped us. It brought us all to our knees. And so now I am making it my life's mission as a health professional, as a warrior, as a survivor. You know, after my recovery, I went on to become an Ayurvedic lifestyle consultant and an Ayurvedic yoga teacher to really learn Eastern principles and philosophies of how we can hold our women as a whole person, utilizing Western modalities, yes, debunking Western treatments and modalities, yes, but also understanding this Eastern arm that also allows us to hold not just the women, men as well, to really hold parents in a holistic way. I also became a pediatric massage consultant and a certified infant massage instructor. So really to try to help and bring as many tools together as I possibly could. And I feel like it's my dharma, my soul's purpose, if you've heard that word dharma before. But it really is this feeling of being a vehicle of transparency, of being a vehicle of resources, and to share this resounding message of hope that recovery is possible. I want to share and disseminate this message of hope, but also tools and resources and what I've learned to help families thrive and not just survive this period in life. It really is what I'm so incredibly passionate about doing. And I really want to help as many people as I possibly can. So this week, Perinatal Mental Health Week, we have the best, the brightest, most skilled organizations coming together with the united same message of building awareness, understanding, of working together to reduce stigma, to reduce fear. And really, to me, this feels like incredibly divine and sacred work. It really does. It really, really does to have all of these units together for such a beautiful and important reason with the message of we're here, we get it. I mean, that is magical. It is beautiful. And that message that we're here and we get it, I mean, it's simple. And yet that's something that I wish someone had told me or said to me when I was in the thick of it. It would have made me feel like someone else got me, like I wasn't alone, I wasn't defective, or there wasn't something wrong with me for feeling the way that I was. I couldn't control how I felt. I tried, my gosh, I tried to snap out of it and rein it in and pull it together because I shouldn't be feeling this way. But these are the things that went through my head, you know, you've got to pull it together. But I couldn't control it. And having that beautiful message of we're here, we get it. It feels really compassionate. It feels really understanding. It feels like, wow, okay, someone sees me. And I feel like that is a beautiful, beautiful message. And it's true. Now, standing on the other side here in recovery, I get it. I understand what it actually feels like to have been in the trenches and come through on the other side. Sorry to interrupt your Thrive podcast. I just wanted to hop on quickly to talk about my holistichealingco.com platform. I have created a website with blogs, links to videos on YouTube, all of the podcast episodes and show notes, as well as a shop to purchase my books, guided meditations, and other products. It continues to grow and evolve, containing information from a pharmacist perspective, as well as from an Eastern Ayurveda perspective. Jump on, and I hope you find some resources to help you thrive. Now, back to the episode. So, as I mentioned before, I had recovered at exactly week 11. So this fourth trimester, I say, you know, I'm putting this in inverted commas because clearly tri means three. So you can't really have four trimesters. But anyway, the first 3 months in week 11 for both boys, exactly the same times I sparked back to life. And so for me, my biochemistry, my physiology, the change from pregnancy hormones to breastfeeding hormones when my milk had set in was what catapulted me into this severe case of postnatal depression and anxiety. And in week 11 was when I came back to life. And that was through seeking help. I'm being very candid about that. It wasn't just miraculously in week 11 I got better. I actively sought help and I saw my GP and they elaborated connections with a beautiful healthcare team that enabled me to get better, enabled me to get the biochemical help that I needed to help me walk into my recovery. But what else I love about how there are so many organizations who are partnering up here is this recognition and this understanding that there isn't a one-size-fits-all model or approach here in perinatal mental health. Every person, every circumstance is unique. My situation was very, very unique, of course, as your situation can be very, very and will be very, very unique. And so the causes are unique, triggers are unique, symptoms are unique, treatments are unique. And so I really feel that with so many different organizations that have specialties in so many different areas, it's really, really special. And I really feel like by being honest and open as a patient or person going through this, by being honest with how you're feeling and what you're experiencing, it's this that will enable you and your healthcare team to see, right, this is exactly what you need. This is the help that we can get you based on what you're sharing. And I really want you to know that you're so incredibly deserving of recovery. It is available to you. It really is available to you. Now, there were times where I didn't have faith that I would get better. I didn't even believe there was light at the end of the tunnel. And this was even after I had recovered the first time. So I knew that it was possible, but I didn't believe it when I was in the thick of it. But really, someone who has recovered from it twice, the resounding message has to be this one of hope, because there are so many resources and support networks and access to help out there. There really, truly is. Now, your road to recovery may be quick. It may be seamless. It may be filled with ebbs and flows. It may not be linear. It may be 10 steps forward and maybe 2 steps back. It may change. And it's all okay. It's all part of the process. But the most important step, really, for me, I believe, the crucial step is for you to recognize within yourself that you're not feeling your best self, that you are noticing symptoms, that you are noticing, gosh, I'm not sleeping very well. Oh, my appetite's gone. I actually have no joy. I don't feel connected to anything that I used to love. I am a lot more angry. I'm a lot more irritable. I actually am getting quite anxious. I have physical anxiety symptoms. It's that recognition of those symptoms that I feel is so incredibly important. It's also, I feel, important for the people around you, your loved ones, for them to know and recognize, oh, look, you know, I actually feel like that, you know, there's changes in appetite and mood and sleep patterns and joy factor and things like that. And recognition and awareness on this topic becomes so imperative, and it's such an important point for me upon my recovery that I wanted all partners for this to be part of antenatal education, because I feel like anyone who's having a baby, partners, spouses, families, siblings, parents, you know, the whole family network need to know what to watch out for. And so this is another part or another arm for me personally that I believe so incredibly strongly about, is to help family members recognize if someone is not imbibing their best selves. So I want you to know that that's another crucial step, but that speaking up to your GP is always going to be the most perfect, amazing, wonderful place to start. And they can certainly help you gain access to the best resources. They can refer, arrange, liaise with all of these amazing support partners that are partnering up here, you know, in this week. And that's an incredible thing to know, that booking an appointment, and I would advise that you book a longer appointment so that you don't feel rushed and stretched and stressed that you have to be quick. But to make an appointment, that is going to be your first action step, one that may feel, you know, might feel incredibly daunting and difficult, but one that can be so incredibly life-saving and one that really is going to be the first step into your recovery. So this week, as I have mentioned many, many times before, is that this week is to shine the light on perinatal mental health. And you can click the link of this, of all of the partners, and it takes you directly to specific information, their website, and it really is helping from a really, really wonderful way in explaining what they have to offer. And if you use social media, then the hashtag PMHW, it's going to be used throughout the week, and there'll be lots of posts and posters, the daily themed concepts that will come out. Please follow along for the different posts, and the partnering collaborators will certainly be using that hashtag. They'll certainly be putting their own individual posts up about this. So follow along with those particular collaborators that are on the website, and you can click and go directly to all of these individual resources to find out more about what they have to offer. So I'm just going to read them out. I'm not going to go through what they do. Go onto the website and have a look. So we've got the Antenatal and Postnatal Psychology Network, the Australian Birth Trauma Association, Bears of Hope, Belmont Private Hospital, Birthing Dads, Centre of Perinatal Psychology, COPE, which is the Centre of Perinatal Excellence, Dad Space, Dads Group, the Gidget Foundation. Now, I am a Gidget Angel, and on the Clinical Governance Committee, I absolutely love and adore all the work that they do, all what they represent, and proceeds of my books that I've published will be donated to this amazing foundation. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful organization, so incredibly close to my heart. So I love that they've partnered with Perinatal Mental Health Week. It's fantastic. Healthy Male Andrology Australia, Jean Hales, Karitani, Little Sparklers, Motherland, Mum Space, PANDA, which is Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Australia, Parent Infant Research Institute, Peachtree, Perinatal Wellbeing Centre, Possums & Co, pregnancy, birth, and baby, radiance, red nose, red tree foundation, SMS for dads, St. John of God Burwood Hospital, Still Aware, Stillbirth Foundation Australia, the Australasian Marseille Society, the Australian Fatherhood Research Consortium, the Pink Elephants Support Network, This Way Up, Through the Unexpected, Tricillian, Triple P Positive Parenting Program, Tweddle, For When, and also Suicide Prevention Australia. And it's supported by numerous Department of Health and Australian government agencies as well. Now, that was a big mouthful. So the Perinatal Mental Health Week website has information on how to ask. So really to help with communication and learning or giving hints as to how to start the conversation. So asking your family member, asking your friend, asking your partner, and asking yourself. So they're very, very important aspects to consider, questions to ask, really ways in which we can communicate and start the conversation. And so certainly hop on the website there to take a look. They have information about each of those aspects there. Now, for me, I will be hopping on, posting videos, posting whatever it is that I feel drawn to do this week based on the content that's coming out from the week. But for me, as a health professional, as someone who's experienced it, I feel like this is absolutely necessary. I feel like bringing awareness to this health condition will save lives. Countless number of lives, and it will improve the quality of life for so many families. Now, especially coming out from what has been a horrendous pandemic, I mean, I can only imagine the need for extra support, this need to be seen, this need to be understood. And so this timing is perfect. And so I'll link some other episodes that I have specifically done about postnatal depression that may, that you may want to look into further. But I guess my final message here is if you are going through perinatal anxiety or depression, know that you will get through it. You will. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and you have to hold on. You have to have trust. And I know that that can feel really hard to believe when you're going through it, but really know that a beautiful, glorious, gorgeous life is waiting for you too. Now, if your partner or your family member is experiencing PNTA, then I would ask for you in this moment to reach in. If they can't reach out, lend them your hand, help them put their weight on you and help to give them the strength to seek the help that they deserve. Sometimes even a small step forward can feel like the most mammoth and ridiculous task. So by being their crutch or their walking stick, to just help them take those first few steps or take their steps fully towards their recovery is so incredibly special and so important. And also for you as a carer to look after yourself too. I genuinely acknowledge how hard it is to watch and see your loved ones suffer. But I would say hold on to the knowing that recovery is possible and that this is not going to be your reality forever. I really want to share to never ever give up. Don't ever give up. And relationships can be hard. Navigating through this time can feel like the most ridiculous thing to do in amongst work, in amongst looking after children, in amongst life itself. It can feel incredibly relentless. It can feel almost impossible. But when you get to the other side, and you will, and yes, it may not be a quick fix. It may be a quick fix. It may not. But I really want you to know that you're not alone. And we're so blessed to be here in Australia with so many amazing resources, so many beautiful support networks. And that's what all of these 45 partners are showing. an amazing, amazing collaborative initiative, and I love it so much. So I want you to take a deep breath in. And I want you to remember the beautiful shining light that is within you, that's always been there, and it will be forever. And I want you, with that breath, that prana, that life force energy, to know that by taking that first brave step, and it may be the hardest one to take, but you're not going to regret it. You're really, truly not. And so here is to Perinatal Mental Health Week, to shine the light on a condition, to bring it out of the darkness into transparency. And so I hope it encourages you to access specific help that you need, to perhaps give you the nudge if you're waiting for a sign, if you're waiting for directive or an indication of where to go, what to do, where do I seek help. I hope that this week can really spell it all out and make it very crystal clear to see where to go, where you can access help. Thank you so incredibly much for joining me. I hope you have a brilliant week, and until next time, take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this podcast, it would be so amazing if you could leave a review, subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a thing. Share this resource and my Holistic Healing Co. website, where you will find all of the episodes and show notes, as well as share my social media to your friends and to all those who would benefit from its content. I hope you have received a beautiful takeaway to help you thrive, and I look so forward to joining you again next week.